From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia to import 215,000 tons of sugar for Ramadan and Eid al-Fitri festive days. 75 tourist villages ready for the 2023 Indonesian Tourism Village Award. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government will import 215,000 tons of sugar to maintain the national supply and anticipate increased demand during the fasting month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitri. Head of the National Food Agency, Arif Prasetyo, noted in a statement on Saturday that the import will be conducted by state-owned food enterprises, ID Food and Plantation Holding Company, PTPN. Adi said domestic sugar production during the January-December 2023 period is expected to reach 2.6 million tons, while demand during the same period is expected to reach 3.4 million tons. Hence, the lack of supply has to be covered with import. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has asked micro, small and medium enterprises players in Gorontalo Province's creative economy sector to innovate and seize the opportunities presented by the political year of 2024 when Indonesia will hold general elections. He said on Saturday that the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry's target of creating 4.4 million jobs by 2024 is expected to be achieved. The political year would help strengthen the economy of micro, small and medium enterprises. For example, there will be many orders for political campaigns purposes, which can be used as an opportunity. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno is to visit 75 tourist villages that managed to pass the curation process in the 2023 Indonesian Tourism Village Award in March 2023. This visit will be undertaken along with leadership ranks within the ministry. Minister Uno noted through a statement issued on Saturday that during the visit they will directly greet the people and accompanied by representatives of the judges, conduct evaluation toward the five categories in the 2023 Indonesian Tourism Village Award, Tourist Villages, to increase the number of visits and revenue from the sales of their local creative economy products. It was proven that in the earlier awards, the number of tourist visits to tourism villages had increased by 30% on average. In 2023, the ministry continues the 2023 Indonesian Tourism Village Award program through collaboration with several strategic partners to encourage developing the potential of tourist villages. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Honduras ended its decades-long relationship with Taiwan and said it only recognized People's Republics of China, as Taiwan's foreign minister accused the Central American country of demanding exorbitant amounts of money before being lured away by Beijing. The ending of ties with Taiwan had been long expected after the Honduran foreign minister traveled to China last week to open relations, and President Xiomara Castro said her government would start ties with Beijing. In a brief statement late on Saturday, announcing the severing of ties, the Honduran foreign ministry said it recognized the People's Republic of China as the only legitimate government and represents all of China, and that Taiwan is an inseparable part of Chinese territory. New Zealand Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta said on Saturday she had expressed concerns over the South China Sea and tensions in the Taiwan Strait during talks with her Chinese counterpart at the end of a visit to Beijing. Mahuta also said in a statement she noted New Zealand's deep concerns regarding the human rights situation in Xinjiang and the erosion of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong. During the meeting with the Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Jin Kang, Mahuta said she reiterated New Zealand's condemnation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China is a key ally of Russia, and both have criticized the U.S. and NATO for undermining global stability. According to a statement by the Chinese Foreign Ministry, China's top diplomat Wang Yi told Mahuta that China and New Zealand had always respected and trusted each other. After winning a long-standing arbitration case against Turkey, Iraq halted crude export from the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region and northern Kirkuk fields on Saturday. The decision to stop shipments of 150,000 barrels per day of crude relates to a case from 2014 when Baghdad claimed that Turkey violated a joint agreement by allowing the Kurdistan regional government to export oil through a pipeline to the Turkish part of Ceyhan. Baghdad deems the Kurdistan regional government export via Turkish Ceyhan port as illegal. Turkey informed Iraq that it will respect the arbitration ruling, a source said. On Saturday, Iraq stopped pumping oil through its side of the pipeline, which runs from its northern Kirkuk oil fields, one of the officials told Reuters. Last item. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha was officially nominated for re-election on Saturday as his party's first candidate for the country's next leader in polls set for May the 14th. Prayut, 69 years old, is running with the new United Thai Nation Party and will likely face few Thai parties Peng Tong Tan Sinawatra, daughter and niece of two former premiers from the billionaire family. The incumbent in power since 2014, where the military toppled a civilian government, was elected as a civilian leader in 2019. The military veteran has lacked rivals in opinion polls, but hopes to win over supporters with promises of looking after the well-being of the people and the country's stability and protecting the monarchy. He said his next government would continue the work of his current administration with a steady hand and the slogan, "Have done doing and will continue." That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo gives direction regarding joint iftar. President Joko Widodo issued a directive so that all state officials do not hold the joint iftar or fast breaking together during the holy month of Ramadan this year. This directive was contained in a letter from the Cabinet Secretary of the Republic of Indonesia dated March 21, 2023. Quoted from Antara Thursday, the letter was addressed to the ministers of the Indonesian Onward Cabinet, the Attorney General, the Commander of the Military, the Chief of the National Police, and the heads of government and agencies in our institution. There are three directives related to the handling of COVID-19, which is currently in transition from a pandemic to an endemic. President Joko Widodo encouraged his staff to maintain the aspect of prudence. In this regard, the letter stated that the implementation of joint iftar in the holy month of Ramadan should be abolished. It also gave orders to the ministers of home affairs to follow up on the directives to governors, regions, and mayors. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung emphasized that the letter issued by the Cabinet Secretariat regarding the ban on breaking the fast together was only addressed to ministers or government officials. Through the Presidential Secretariat YouTube Thursday, he said the provisions did not apply to the general public, so the public was still given the freedom to conduct or organize an iftar together. What, according to him, is no less important is that currently the state civil apparatus, government officials, are receiving a very sharp scrutiny from the public. For this reason, said Pramono Anung, the president asked government officials, the state civil apparatus, to break their fast with a simple lifestyle and not invite officials to break the fast together. Thus, the point is simplicity, which is always exemplified by the president as the main reference. The government, through the Ministry of Religion, has set the start of fasting month of the 1st of Ramadan this year on Thursday, March the 23rd, 2023. That was Spotlight of this week. I'll begin today in history with March the 26, 1971, Bangladesh Declaration, and the beginning of the War of Independence. The Bangladesh War of Independence was an armed conflict between West Pakistan on one side and East Pakistan and India on the other side, which led to the creation of the State of Bangladesh. This war lasted from March the 26 to December 16, 1971. West Pakistan launched military operations against residents, students, and armed personnel in East Pakistan to crush their resistance movement for independence from Pakistan. India's aid to Bangladesh led to armed conflict between India and Pakistan. The Indian Army and the Mukti Bahini succeeded in defeating the West Pakistani forces in East Pakistan. After the war, East Pakistan became independent as a country, which is now Bangladesh. Turning to March 26, 1989, the first and last democratic elections of the Soviet Union. On March 26, 1989, the Communist Soviet Union held a general elections. This was the first time for the Soviet people to vote openly. Previously, under the communist regime, elections were only carried out by certain people. Millions of Soviet citizens flocked to the polls. They chose a candidate other than the incumbent candidate who came from the Soviet Communist Party. Several Communist Party officials failed to win elections in a number of regions, including members of the Central Committee and members of the Politburo Committee, because so far the people have lost trust in incumbent officials. Today in history with March 26, 1975, results of the Biological Weapons Convention. The International Biological and Poisonous Weapons Convention enforces the prohibition of biological and toxic weapons by prohibiting their development, production, acquisition, transfer, stockpiling, and use. Signed on April 1972, it entered into force on March 26, 1975. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. He was watching our special interview about Tunisian Independence Day and Indonesia-Tunisia bilateral relations with Ambassador of Tunis to Indonesia, His Excellency Riyad Dridi, through streaming voinews.id. Hello, sir. Thank you for watching our streaming and also sending reception report. I also thank you because you always pay attention on our broadcast. So keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Now I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Kamu itu indah dalam hidupku, ku lukis wajah kamu dalam ruangku, dan kau bagian dan seluruh relung hati aku. Ku ingat hari Minggu kita berdua berdua. saat aku akan katakan cinta ini anugerah dari Tuhan. Takdir hidupmu aku, kamu aku selamanya, takkan terpisah, terpisah hingga akhir waktu. Kamu aku selamanya, takkan terpisah, takkan terpisah.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Mimika's national team athletes participate in the 2023 Philippine Athletics Championship. Mimika, Papua's decentralized national training athlete, has again had the opportunity to compete abroad, to be precise, at the 2023 Philippine Athletics Championship in Ilagan, Isabela, Philippines, from March the 22nd to 26th, after participating in the 2022 Thailand Open. General Secretary of the Executive Board of the All Indonesian Athletic Association, Tigor Tanjung, in his official statement in Jakarta Tuesday, said the participation was aimed at improving the performance of Indonesian athletes in track and fields or athletics. Five athletes departed, namely Amatu Somagal for men's 100-meter sprint, Krisdianto Makringo for men's 400-meter sprint, Mergina Asherim for women's 400-meter sprint, Eventinus Gebze for men's discus throw, and Agustinus Ngamar Mahuse for men's javelin throw. According to Tigor, to face the 2023 Philippine Athletic Championship, the athletes underwent hard training for about 8 months with adequate preparation. It is hoped that it will provide proud results for Indonesia. Previously, another Mimika national athlete, Agustinus Abadin Ndiken, won a silver medal at the Thailand Open 2022 in September. This shows that athletes from the decentralized Mimika National Training Center have great potential to compete in international events. Apart from being a form of support and a role model for the advancement of Indonesian sports, the Mimika National Training Decentralized Athlete Development Program also aims to provide opportunities for athletes from the region to develop their talents, especially those from Eastern Indonesia. The Athlete Training Center in Mimika is a form of cooperation between the All Indonesian Athletics Association and a mining company in Papua. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to an email which was sent from Pakistan from Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar, who also lives in Pakistan. Hello, sir. Thank you for your email. As your request, I will deliver to our management. Well, Mr. Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar, here is a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Enjoy.
Diam-diam aku jatuh cinta kepadamu. Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Ku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Tak bisa ku paksakan dirimu untuk jadi kekasihku. Bila tak jodohku, aku tak mudah mencintai. Tapi mengapa denganmu aku jatuh cinta?
Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia.
Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Aku bisa apa?
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
When the month of Ramadan arrives, almost all Muslims around the world welcome it with joy. Likewise, in Indonesia, a country with predominantly Muslim population and consists of various ethnic groups and their traditions. Like for instance, in the small town of Madiun, which is located in East Java province. It has a unique tradition in welcoming Ramadan in the form of a torch parade that goes around the city center and along the outskirts of the city. According to history, the torch parade is a symbol of inviting people to increase worship during Ramadan, while the torch fire symbolizes enthusiasm for Muslims in welcoming the arrival of Ramadan. Moreover, the month of Ramadan comes only once a year. It will definitely be greeted with joy and as lively as possible. The torch parade, which was mostly attended by students and youngsters, covered a distance of about 3 kilometers. Joy was evident from the participants in the torch parade, which started from the main street in the city of Madiun and ended at Jalan Alun-Alun Utara or Alun-Alun Utara Street. Almost all participants in the parade wore white Muslim clothing, chanting praises to the Prophet Muhammad. Along the way from the start to the finish point, they compactly took turns carrying the torch. Even when a torch flame goes out, they quickly worked together to light it by borrowing torches from other participants. Through this torch parade, it is hoped the tradition can be preserved and revive the joyful atmosphere and enthusiasm of the people in welcoming Ramadan, which comes only once a year, especially among young generation. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia will be back to hold VOI International Quiz 2023. This year, the 2023 Voice of Indonesia International Quiz is in the form of essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations. This essay writing competition will open in May 2023. For those selected as winners, one person for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. Well, listener, before I sign out listener's mailbag, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Hey, 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 hey. Ku berlari, kau mengejar, ku menghindar, kau dekati. Kau menghilang, ku mencari. Aku tak mengerti mengapa bayangmu di hatiku. Bilang saja jika kau mau, aku juga mau padamu. Kita tak perlu rasa bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Seseorang yang aku cari, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Bila saja jika kau mau, aku juga mau padamu. Kita tak perlu rasa bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Hey.
kosong dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, yeah. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Students of the Faculty of Medicine and Faculty of Engineering, Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, created the AGX-Org Advanced Gastric Cancer Smart Endoscopy Based Detector, an innovation for detecting gastric cancer or stomach cancer. This innovation won a gold medal in the field of innovation science at the Youth International Science Fair, which was held in Bali Sunday, March the 12th. Gastric cancer occurs due to abnormal and uncontrolled growth of stomach cells because they undergo genetic changes. The achievement was made by three Brawijaya University cross-faculty students, namely Davin Raihsan Ferdian, Nur Farid Fajar, and Andreas Sober Sinaga. Davin said that the AGX, or Advanced Gastric Cancer Smart Endoscopy-Based Detector, is an innovative GTT, or gastrointestinal tract, endoscope that can detect gastric cancer cells, and this tool is assisted by the Internet of Things and the implementation of artificial intelligence using the machine learning method with deep learning principles. This tool was created to determine dysplasia and abnormal cells in the lumen of the stomach. With the help of fiber optic, image capture can be taken, which is then followed by the image segmentation process. Furthermore, it is hoped that this innovation can be immediately implemented in the future. Apart from that, due to the innovation, the team not only received award but also an invitation to a similar contest as an Indonesian delegation by the Tunisian government in 2024. That was Miscellany today.
Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ini ada aku di sisimu. Ini hanya halusinasi. Memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri. sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku buka angin laut, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ini ada aku
di sisimu.
Ini hanya halusinasi, memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Juicy Lucy. Juicy Lucy is a band from Bandung, West Java, Indonesia, which was formed in 2010. This band released their latest work entitled Tak Di Tanganku. In this song, the band consisting of Julian Emperor on the vocals, Dennis Ligia on the guitar, Zamzam YM on the guitar and saxophone, Dwi Nugroho on the drums, and Bina Bagja on the bass, collaborate with an Indonesian singer and actress, Mawar De Jong. Carrying the theme of confusion, this song is wrapped in an acoustic touch that sounds harmonious with the vocals of Mawar De Jong and Julian. The song entitled Tak Di Tanganku, which in English means Not In My Hands, was first released on March 16, 2023, and tells the story of a couple who are in a long-distance relationship. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Juicy Lucy and Mawar De Jong entitled Tak Di Tanganku. Happy listening!
Malam kita sudah beda, 6 jam lebih cepat. Bulanku tiba, kau masih senang di luar. Ku sudah tenang di kamar. Cerita siapa yang dengar? Rindu kita bertengkar.
Terang di sana cepat, di sini gelap. Ku masih tidur lelah, hanya bisa berharap engkau di sana baik-baik saja.
Siapa yang jadi bahu saat kau perlu menangis terluka di payung rindu? Apa ada yang ambil peranku menjaga dirimu yang kini tak di tanganku.
Bagi kita juga beda, 6 jam lebih lama. Hangatku tiba, ku baru membuka mata. Kau sudah makan kedua, gelisah siapa
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tak mengerti apa yang ku rasa. Rindu yang tak pernah begitu hebatnya. Aku mencintaimu lebih dari yang kau tahu. Meski kau takkan pernah tahu, aku persembahkan hidupku untukmu.
Thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, streaming at voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app that you can download on your smartphone. So just type RRI Playgo. Please give your suggestion and criticism as well through our email address voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. And follow us on social media, like on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @voi_official, Twitter at @voiindonesia. We are also on TikTok at @voi_official and YouTube channel @voiofficial. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.